If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good afternoon for Talk Radio News Service. I'm Jeff Holtzman. The U.S. economy added 162,000 jobs last month, causing the unemployment rate to fall from 7.6 to 7.4%. While the country continues to add jobs each month, not everything is rosy. First, the number of long-term unemployed Americans, those jobless for 27 weeks or more, was 4.2 million last month. Next, the number of Americans employed part-time for economic reasons was 8.2 million in July. Still, the White House says that it was encouraged by the report. In a statement, President Obama's top economic advisor called on Republicans to work with the White House this fall on ending sequestration and passing a comprehensive jobs plan. And before leaving town for their summer recess, House Republicans passed legislation blocking the IRS from being involved in the implementation of Obamacare. The vote represents the latest effort by Republicans to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, this time capitalizing on the scandal surrounding the IRS to move forward. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
He who has an ear, let him hear the footsteps of Christ as he approaches the doors of heaven to return. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us to the edge of life and death, bound by tears of wisdom. Give us this day, give us the strength to reach out and touch the face.
Water, refined in flame, servant of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Mantine Show.
Welcome back, my friends around the world and all the ships at sea. It is I, Christopher Manti, and this is my show. Welcome in to the Conservative Nation Radio Network. I hope you enjoy your stay. I so appreciate you being here tonight. 718-305-7176 is the phone number, as always. I'm here till 7 p.m. Eastern Time, now 5 o'clock. Work week over. And I wanted to say relaxation begun, but hopefully you can catch a few of those relaxation hours here with me. Thank you for joining me once again, Manti Program. On the, August 2nd already, 2013. August, it's a beautiful day here, northern Newcastle County, Delaware. Hope it's similarly nice by you, whether it is tonight or another night or another day, live or podcasting. I appreciate your listening for sure. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Please bookmark us. Visit often. Click on everything there and go to Facebook as well and like us, Conservative Nation Radio. Also, my show has a page if you feel like liking that, Manti Show. Twitter, if you're a tweeter, go to CNR Show. Follow us there, please. And of course, all things me, ChristopherManti.com. And check it out. All right, big show tonight, as it, I usually try to make it. We're going to continue our series in the book of Revelation, line by line, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, precept upon precept. And with the infamous chapter 13 of Revelation, I bet you don't know one person in your life who understands this chapter. They just, half the people just say, well, yep, I don't know it. I don't get it. Throw their hands up, don't even bother. Maybe they read it once or twice, if ever. Said, that, I don't understand any of this. Close the book and that's it. Well, we're going to explain it all of it. And it's because it's so critically important. It's the meat of the book. And it dispels so many untruths that are out there regarding the end times and about what we can expect and about who is coming and when, and the events that unfold, and the mythology around it all. Hopefully we're going to explode some of that tonight, get you thinking and reasoning, and get into the Word of God, because that's where everything is answered and what it's all about, and ultimately the only thing that matters at the end. So please listen up for that. We'll get into that the second hour. There's so much junk going on, first of all, in our country. As conservatives here, of course, we are plugged into the just the outrageous actions all over our government, like, of course, Benghazi, the IRS, and the NSA, to name a few. Every one of those situations have gotten turned up this week since we talked last. And, of course, the bottom line of it hasn't changed, but maybe more details will prove to you exactly what is going on and how widespread an epidemic it is and what we're up against. And I also wanted to get into this month of August appears to be a coming month of strife for the United States. Our new tagline here at Conservative Nation Radio is "Where America Always Wins." Well, we might have some losses here. If you did not know, of course, everyone knows about the state of race relations, thanks to the George Zimmerman case. And so even in the normally non-political or whatever world of sports, where my team, the Eagles, has unwittingly been thrust into the middle of this with a wide receiver called Riley Cooper. You can read up on that. If you're not aware, I'll tell you about it in a minute. So there's that. Of course, the racist industry, the hustlers, are going full-time because that's all they know how to do. This is how they earn a living, frankly. And they think they're good at it. Your Al Sharptons and et cetera, that ilk. They're back up, stirring it up. And La Raza, for example, they're your, how do I put it? Very Mexicans, who some people want in that organization want to take back Texas from Mexico, that type of crazy. Okay. They're not interested in assimilation. They're interested in forcing their agenda. And it's very specific and poignant, and they will get violent and in your face. And they're coming to senators and congressmen town halls all month. And they're going to make a real stink of it because they want to get this immigration thing through. They want to get everyone legalized. And, of course, everyone has their own purpose for that reasoning. But they will make a stink this month when everyone's on recess from the federal government. You can mark that down. And now apparently we're hearing that some reason on Sunday, maybe it's because our president's birthday is that day. I don't know. I kind of doubt that. But now we've got a worldwide travel warning on all Americans. You know, the usual suspects in the Middle East and whatever. But just keep your eyes open as usual. But I think we could have some major Islamic terrorism happening this month to us. So just be on the lookout. I don't know anything. I'm just reading the tea leaves, so to speak. So keep your eye out, right? We're in a precarious position. And if you listen to my program at all, for months now, I've been blowing the trumpet, as it were, along with Jonathan Cahn. If you don't know who he is, look him up. talked about him enough here. Messianic rabbi from Jersey wrote a runaway best-selling book called The Harbinger last year. Glenn Beck and everyone else had him on to talk about it. Huge success, and it's an incredible divine intervention story, how the book even came about, and how the Holy Spirit is with Mr. Khan, okay? That's all you have to know. And there are things that were revealed about 9/11 through this man that are just incredible, amazing, really can't even describe it, how you see the providential hand of the Lord, or lack thereof, all over that event and the event since then in America. So it's a precarious time. It's a precarious time, and we have to prepare. That's been my mantra in every way imaginable, and it would be smart to do so. It would be very smart to do so for yourself and your family, for your church, your community, your nation. Be smart. Prepare mentally, physically, protection-wise, spiritually, most of all. And I'm trying to be part of the solution to that. Trinity Media, of course, is my company. And a project that Trinity is beginning, just in the baby stages, but there's a website ready to go. And some other things about it. I'm not quite sure how it's going to turn out, but the project is going to be called Wings of the Eagle. And if you were with me last week, going through Revelation 12, you know exactly what that title means. If you don't, please go back into chapter 12 and check it out. It's full of double meanings. Yes, it's America, the eagle. Mm-hmm. Yes. But there's a thing that happens in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. There are a pair of eagle's wings that were on one thing, then it was taken away and given to this woman. Yeah, it's very interesting. All symbology. It's very symbolic, of course. But what is the Lord trying to tell us? Okay, so Wings of the Eagle is this new project, and that is specifically to address the coming times of tribulation. Preparation, fellowship, secure communication, the prophetic clock. Where are we? What is going to happen next? With not one bit of equivocation or hearkening back to the same old, as far as what you think you've been told. Chances are it's wrong. Christopher Manti Radio Program, 718-305-7176 is my phone number. Christopher@conservativenationradio.org is my email address. If you'd like to use that, please do so. Or the chat room is open here. We've got some folks in mixing it up. I love that. So please feel free. Can't promise that I'll actually read it, being that I'm hosting the show and pushing buttons, but feel free to jump in there. And by the way, not the only show on this network, of course. Tomorrow, one of our best, New Wise Conservatism, is what you want to listen to. And it is very clear now that the switch is on here to Conservative Nation Radio. We don't just mean in listeners. Mr. Robert Garding and his New Wise Conservatism show now comes to you right here on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central Time. That's tomorrow at 4. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen tomorrow and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, tomorrow and every Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, only here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue. But which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Manna used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backwash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
when
country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I
trail.
Grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
All the
I want
to
be
a...
I want
to
be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Rock and roll. For your listening pleasure, or not. But it gives me listening pleasure, so you're going to get it. 718-305-7176 is my phone number. It is 17 minutes after the hour now, Friday. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a good one. And I am very pleased to be with you here on Conservative Nation Radio. Please listen all week. We have shows all week long. Any day you want. Even if it's not broadcast time, download an episode of your favorite host or your least favorite host so you can pick them apart and get angry. That is perfectly awesome as well. We'll take that. Okay. Back here on the Manti Show till 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And just talking about how it's going to be an interesting month here possibly. So watch out. Be smart. Oh, just one more thing. On this race issues, I'm not a racist. I don't use the N-word. I hate that it has to be called that because I hate restrictions of free speech in any way. But I choose to self-censor. Not even that. I just don't use. I just don't say it. I've never said it. I never will because it's hurtful. I don't engage in any type of racial or ethnic slur. I think it's beneath me. It's I don't want to injure people. All right, I'm against hurting others, and we're all created equal. And God is not a respecter of persons. I don't know who that person is or could be, and I refuse to stunt them in any way or be a negative influence on them. That said, I detest double standards. It's unjust. It's just unfair, and it really grates me, right? We're supposed to love justice and the truth. Well, double standards, two standards for behavior for different groups of people are not justice. It's anti-justice. anti-equality. So you can't say one group gets to say the N-word and all other groups don't. Sorry. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop saying it. Stop using it. If you don't like, if you want it to leave the English language, then quit saying it, and it will. There have been lots of words through the years that have dropped out of our language. Lots. My gosh. Even good ones, you know, innocuous, real English. It's tough to find someone with a decent vocabulary nowadays because they engage in cheap cursing or, you know, everything's an abbreviation or a whatever. So please expand your mind and expand your vocabulary. Don't engage in racial or any other type of epithet. It reflects poorly on you. Period. Okay, that's the end of that. We got some major scandals, of course, going on. As much as people would like us to forget about the IRS scandal, the whole thing is a scandal. They are a scandal. It should be abolished. The fair tax would abolish it. Flat tax would not. Assuming that never happens, I just want to read you a little piece here. New links emerge in IRS scandal. Now, the Federal Election Commission is involved, or was, still is. And like I told you from the jump, the reason for this is to win the 2012 election by any means necessary. That was the goal. So let's read this. Congressional investigators this week released emails suggesting that staff at the Federal Election Commission have been engaged in their own conservative targeting with help from the IRS's infamous Lois Lerner. This means more than just an expansion of the probe to the FEC. It's a new link to the Obama team. In May, this column noted, Kim Strassel at the Wall Street Journal. In May, this column noted that targeting of conservatives started in 2008 when liberals began a coordinated campaign of sicking the federal government on political opponents. Sicking the federal government on political opponents. Maybe they were sissies. The Obama campaign helped pioneer this tactic. In late summer of 2008, Obama lawyer Bob Bauer took issue with ads run against his boss by a 501c4 conservative outfit named Americans Issues Project. Mr. Bauer filed a complaint with the FEC, called on the criminal division of the Justice Department to prosecute that group, and demanded to see documents of the group that had filed with the IRS. Thanks to Congress's newly released emails, we now know that FEC attorneys went to Ms. Lerner to pry out information about AIP, the organization the Obama campaign wanted targeted. An email from February 3, 2009 shows an FEC attorney asking Ms. Lerner whether the IRS had issued an exemption letter to AIP and requesting that she share any information on the group. 9 minutes after Ms. Lerner received this email, she directed IRS attorneys to fulfill the request. This matters because FEC staff didn't have the permission from the commission to conduct this inquiry. It matters because the IRS is prohibited from sharing confidential information, even with the FEC. In other words, this is just a latest example that they don't care about that law. With what the IRS divulged is unclear, the congressional investigators are demanding to see all communications between the IRS and FEC since 2008. Given that Ms. Lerner came out of the FEC's office of the general counsel, that correspondence could prove illuminating. It also matters because we know the FEC staff engaged in a multi-year effort to deliver the Obama campaign its win against AIP. This past week, FEC Vice Chairman Don McGahn, joined by his two fellow Republican commissioners, wrote an extraordinary statement recounting the staff's behavior in case. When the FEC receives a complaint, it falls to the general counsel's office to first issue a report on the merits, blah, 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 blah. The six-person commission then votes on whether there's a reason to believe a violation occurred. No formal investigations are to take place before that point. And this is just going on about. But when the Supreme Court's 2010 ruling in Citizens United versus FEC made most of the Obama complaint irrelevant, the staff withdrew its first report, then took 18 months to come up with a second rationale for why the commission should pursue AIP. All this time, FEC staff were conducting an unauthorized investigation into the group. The staff was also improperly withholding results of its research from AIP. With new issues made its second attempt moot, the General Counsel's office went after the group with a third report. AIP's defense all along was that it had spent the majority of its money from 2007 to 2010 on its major organizational purpose of educating and informing the public of conservative principles, only a minority, less than one-third, on direct campaign expenditures. As such, it easily meets the test for being a 501c4. And so the FEC staff sent a third report presented a novel theory. The staff argued that AIP ought to be judged on what it spent per calendar year. By shortening the timeline and only looking at AOP spending in 2008, election year, the staff argued AIP had violated law. Blah, 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 blah. You get the picture. The broader AIP case is, in fact, beyond improper. It's fishy. The Obama campaign takes its vendetta against a political opponent to the Federal Election Commission. The FEC staff, as part of an extraordinary campaign to bring down AIP and other 501c4 groups, reaches out to Lois Lerner, the woman overseeing the IRS targeting. It's also been noted that FEC staff has in recent years had an improperly tight relationship with the Justice Department, to which the Obama campaign also complained. Democrats are increasingly desperate to suggest the IRS scandal was the work of a few rogue agents, with the stink spreading to new parts of the federal government. That's getting harder to do. I mean, I don't know what kind of evidence you further needed, but there it is. It's a coordinated attack. It's a coordinated effort to stop Barack Obama from losing, period. They needed him reelected at all costs. Laws be damned. Look, the progressives for 100 years and longer fight politics like it's a war. They take no prisoners. They take cheap shots. All is fair. They don't care about anything else except winning. That's why they keep winning. And that's why the country is in the state that it's in. Sorry to say, it's too late. There are things in motion that cannot be undone. So take that knowledge and learn. Maybe adjust your course in life. Maybe you're not doing all that you should be. I don't know. But it's very possible. Our paradigm is shifting. Just providing for your family and hoping everyone else leaves you alone is a dead dream. They don't leave you alone. And the Lord has called you to be more than that. Warrior, disciple, teacher, student, prophet, perhaps, a pastor. Maybe you're supposed to be persecuted for his name. Anyways, think about it. After the break, Benghazi and the CIA. Oh, boy. And you'll never guess who was right about this 6 months ago or 8 months ago now. We'll get into that after the break. I was talking about being secure and safe and prepared. Why don't you have LifeLock? One of the worst nightmares you can have that can befall you is an identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or longer to recover from it, probably years, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques. That's the kind that watches the bad guys and not you. An outstanding member service, 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock now and get a 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com. And click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner, you'll be very glad you did. We'll be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of the speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Mantyke Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yes, Christopher Mantyke Radio Show. Conservative Nation Radio Network, 718-305-7176. Number 718-305-7176. I am your humble host here for another 90 minutes with you, and I hope it. The day finds you fine. I love you for being with me today. Thank you very much. And we will plow ahead here with the truth. Unabashed and unafraid. That's my motto, and that's what I pledge to give to you. The truth. Well, we all know about Benghazi, right? Benghazi! That's the cry of many a conservative. Before you get all excited, if you are, I don't know, but if you are, Obama will never be impeached over this or anything else, ever. It will not happen. You think race relations are weird now? Wait till you impeach the first black president. That's the end of the discussion, basically. But even this House of Representatives that we have, supposedly conservative, and caring about Benghazi, and a lot of them do, and the IRS, and they do. I know they do. But they aren't drawing up any articles of impeachment. They're not going to. Even if they did, how are you going to get it through the Senate? The Senate has a trial. It'll be a joke. Anyway, so forget impeachment, okay, folks? Let's go with Damian McElroy's excellent article in The Telegraph. By the way, The Telegraph and these British papers, they've been scooping our media like crazy. They have been spot on, actually digging for facts. Can you imagine that? Okay, here is something that Glenn Beck said 8 months ago. He has people on the ground, but no, he's a crazy kook, that Beck guy. By the way, I'm not, you know, an apologist by any means. I listen, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of different radio folks, and I've been listening to Glenn Beck off and on since 2000, 13 years now. Anyway, just a little trivia. It doesn't mean anything. He's been wrong. Yes, he goes a little, you know, off the handle sometimes. Yes. But this one he was right on. He said the CIA, this is the headline from The Telegraph, CIA running arms smuggling team in Benghazi when consulate was attacked. Uh-oh. The CIA has been subjecting operatives to monthly polygraph tests in an attempt to suppress details of a U.S. arms smuggling operation in Benghazi that was ongoing when its ambassador was killed by a mob in the city last year. Up to 35 CIA operatives were working in the city during the attack last September on the U.S. consulate that resulted in the death of Chris Stevens and three other Americans, according to CNN. Circumstances of the attack are subject of deep division within the U.S., with some congressional leaders pressing for a wide-ranging investigation into suspicions that the government has withheld details of its activities in the Libyan city. Television network said that CIA team was working in an annex near the consulate on a property to supply missiles from Libyan armories to Syrian rebels. Uh-oh. And we, like I've been talking about the past couple weeks, Damascus is the city to watch. This is where the stuff begins, biblically speaking. Sources said that more Americans were hurt in the assault spearheaded by suspected Islamic radicals than had been previously reported. CIA chiefs were actively working to ensure the real nature of his operations did not get out. So only the losses suffered by the State Department had been reported to Congress. Since January, some CIA operatives involved in the agency's missions in Libya have been subjected to frequent, even monthly, polygraphs, according to a source deep with inside knowledge of the agency's working. Frank Wolf, a U.S. congressman who represents a district that contains CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, is one of the 150 members of Congress calling for a new investigation into the failures of Benghazi. I think it is a form of a cover-up, he says, and I think it's an attempt to push it under the rug. I think the American people are feeling the same way. We should have the people who are on the scene come in, testify under oath, do it publicly, and lay it out. And there really isn't any national security issue involved with regards to that. CIA spokesman said it had been open about its activities in Benghazi. CIA, quote, says, has worked closely with its oversight committees to provide them with extraordinary amount of information related to the attack on U.S. facilities in Benghazi. CIA employees are always free to speak to Congress if they want. The statement continued, the CIA enabled all officers involved in Benghazi the opportunity to meet with Congress. We are not aware of any CIA employee who has experienced retaliation, including non-routine security procedures, or who has been prevented from sharing a concern from Congress with Congress about the Benghazi incident. Whatever. That's my answer. Whatever. They're lying. And other people now are catching on, but Beck said this a long time ago and didn't have a lot of evidence, apparently, but it's all turned out to be true. Our government wanted to arm the Syrian rebels. So it had a lot of guns in Libya because Gaddafi was dead. We made sure he was gone so we can get all of his massive 30 years worth of weapons that he stocked up on. Get him into Syria through Turkey. But Rand Paul said this, by the way, too, back when the heck was that? January, February? I think that was due to Glenn Beck. Anyways, point being, you don't have to be some congressional investigator on a committee to know what happened here. The truth is out. Just because people don't admit to it publicly doesn't mean anything. It's the CIA, for crying out loud. They're never going to admit anything. It's their job to be spies. So, you know, they play word games and mind games and all the rest of it. That's the job description. So don't expect to hear anything from them directly. That's crazy. So we had an active interest in fomenting a revolution in Syria years I think it's years, but at least 2 years ago. Strange. Why? Okay, I can, you know, sometimes these things are, make sense. You know, we have an interest in overthrowing Fidel Castro. So we have CIA operations to try to do that, try to assassinate him or overthrow him or make him ineffective, make his life difficult, right? Yeah, I totally get that. This guy was he moved ICBMs into 90 miles from the shore. So yeah, he was one dangerous SOB. Should have overthrown him. Point is, I can see the logic in that. What is the logic in Syria? There's people behind the scenes that want it to blow up. And like we talked about, beginning of the end, prophecy will start to tick off at a rapid rate once Damascus falls. And it will. It will. I don't particularly know at this point who's going to be responsible for it. Could be us. Could be Israel. Could be just the forces, all the mishmash of people there. Could be Russia. Could be a wider conflict. But when it falls, watch out. That's what we got to be prepared for. And amazingly, this is not the end of the story, of course. This is ongoing.
What difference at this point does it make? What difference does it make?
Yeah, please let's moveon.org. Let's moveon.org right past this so nobody sees what's happening in Damascus. Well, some of us see. We have eyes to see, as it were. And so this isn't even the end. This is just one more aspect, because it's not just about the Middle East. You are being spied on, again, for what purpose? Like, you wouldn't believe. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming. And we're going to get into that after the break here. The NSA. Telling you, man. Between the NSA and DHS and IRS, we got some real enemies within. I mean, honest to God. These people are not interested in anything other than normal folks, getting them to be good little servants, and worse. And rights do not matter to them. Constitution is irrelevant. Irrelevant. They know better. They want to improve the Constitution. They've written about this. They're clear and plain about what the progressives want to do. By 2020, they want it all broken down in a new constitution. Our current Bill of Rights will be scrapped forever, and it will never return. Now, the true anchors that they are, by the way, I'm not the only show on this network. Our flagship number one show is on Sunday, the first, the original. Some say the best. Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you the Soldiers of Patriotism program. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. Now, dependable, it's hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. It would not be a conservative nation radio network without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? No! So don't miss out on our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The opinions, views, and ideas expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on conservativenationradio.org are exclusively their own and are not necessarily the opinions, views, and ideas of the owners, advertisers, management, or staff of conservativenationradio.org. Thank you for listening to conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Back to the Christopher Manti radio program. It is I, your humble host. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Feel free to call me or email me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org, or jump in the chat room and mix it up. Try to ask a question in there. I don't know. We have some knowledgeable folks in there that I can vouch for, so fire away if you'd like. Or if you're listening on podcast, you know, downloading after I'm on the air, that is totally great and awesome, and welcome. I see you sitting there. I hope you have all your clothes on. I just don't know. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you very, 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 very much, and I hope that you can continue to listen every week and spread the word, please, to your family and friends, your social media, get on that, and because we're serious here at CNR. We're going to go for it big time. And want you along for the ride and really shake up progressives at every turn, and even some rhinos and some Muslims, right? And some wishy-washies, some lukewarm Christians, whoever we can shake awake, we will do that. And I'm very proud to be a part of that. So thank you for joining in that effort. Christopher Manti Show, here till 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 15 minutes after the hour now. And, geez, I mean, bad stuff never ends, it seems, and our own government is, I mean, look, the Guardian has really been on top of this, right? This is where Edward Snowden went to divulge his information. I'm sorry, yeah, I know you could have a whole show on whether Snowden is a good guy or a bad guy or whatever. I don't know what kind of guy he is, but I'm very, very happy he did what he did. Because unlike this Bradley Manning guy, who actually were talking about troops in harm's way and arguably got people killed, that's bad. Snowden didn't do any of that. All he did was divulge things that were happening to innocent American citizens who allegedly have rights, but our government doesn't believe we do. And now him and Hall and explain it away, and oh, this is fine, this is perfectly legal without a warrant, you see, and all the rest of it. Well, I'm very happy he did what he did. Anyway, there's a whole section now on the Guardian website called the NSA Files. All right, let's do that properly for the right perspective. Called the NSA Files. Yeah, just look at the headlines. NSA collecting phone records of millions of Verizon customers daily. How Microsoft handled the NSA access to encrypted messages. Oh, by the way, they want your passwords. NSA program collects nearly everything a user does on the internet. Oh, man. Here, you know, look at, just pick a thing to click on. How the NSA can use U.S. data without a warrant. How the NSA is harvesting your online data. NSA Prism taps into tech giants' user data. And you know, I really don't have any faith in these companies either. There's always this politically correct spin, this corporate spin. I know I'm in the corporate world. I work for one of these giant companies. The way these PR firms spin these answers. Well, we are not turning anything over that we're not required to. We're not, that to our knowledge, nothing has been turned over. We are pushing back against illegitimate requests, right? There's always a way out. They're not saying anything. I don't trust anybody with my data. I mean, look, I do what I do. I'm on the radio. My life's pretty much an open book. I'm on social media like crazy. My profession is being on computers, so I'm on it. You know, if people know anything they want about old Chris Manti, they could probably find out. And that's fine with me. It's not right. It's not right. You know, I as a Christian, you're not supposed to have any skeletons that you're afraid of. You know, you've sinned, you're forgiven. You're trying to convert souls to Christ here and to be an example and to make a dent against the gates of hell. Please publicize that. Look all you want. Maybe you'll be convicted in your heart and do the right thing with your life instead of spying on me. Anyways, go check out the NSA files. And this thing this week is called X Key Score is one of, and there's more, we are told. This is one of Snowden's stuff. Basically, it looks like he just got a training module with all the stuff that the NSA uses nowadays and just copied the slides. I mean, geez, it's not that difficult. And it's, if you go read this, the one about the X key score, it shows you in very, again, corporate America looking diagrams, how it's done. And there was, I'm trying to find anything that's unseeable. There's nothing that's unseeable. You can get Facebook chats. Man, you aren't just logging into a person's account and seeing their information and their pictures and their what they've posted. You're seeing on another channel what they've talked one-on-one with another individual. This is Americans talking to Americans. This is not FISA. Any email, it shows you, I'm looking at a slide right now. You can search by any one of these formulas to find if you have a partial email address, a phone number, a Facebook account. They even lay it out here. Why are we interested in this information? It names, because everything a typical user does on the internet uses HTTP. This is the protocol of the internet. Facebook, Yahoo, Twitter, MySpace, who uses that? Google, Gmail, CNN, Wikipedia. They know your anything they want to know. And you don't have to be the head of the CIA to know it. Any 20-year-old analyst can do this stuff. So don't think just because you're a good person, you're immune, or they'll never look at me. It's all for a larger, grand purpose, a big design. A nefarious one. They have to know who their enemies are, who to target. Right? Because they know some people will never submit to their plan. They got to find us. But it's more than that. Right? We know that on our side. We know how to resist and how not to. Do it the right way. Do it the right way. And after the break, we will get into that way. We will get into the real meat of it here today. And my favorite part, the book of Revelation will be opened once again to chapter 13, where we will, I promise, blow your mind. You will have myths and suppositions exploded right in front of your ears. Right? Whatever you think you know about prophecy and the end of the world, be prepared to rethink it. Even if you're a good Christian who reads their Bible and reads the Left Behind books, okay, those things are crap. They have muddied the waters big time. There are certain things that you are, quote unquote, supposed to know, that most of them are just wrong. They're not in the Bible. So hopefully we're going to go a long way into at least driving you into it to find out for yourself. You have need that no man teaches you. All you need is the Holy Spirit. He will tell you. Read his word, and he will make you understand it. He's the only teacher you need. All this other stuff is fine and dandy, and it makes us upset about IRS and Benghazi and NSA and DHS and all the rest of it, world events and great evils that are happening, and thousands of abortions every day, and you know, we got to keep our eyes on the prize here. The solution is not political. In fact, there's really no solution at all, which is the way it's supposed to play out. All good things must come to an end. After the break, we will get into how it happens. The 13th chapter of Revelation. This is the most famous, maybe infamous, talks about the beast and another beast. Yeah. And 666, the mark of the beast. what that is. Obviously, it's a tattoo on your forehead, right? That and much more will be explained when we return from the break here on the Christopher Manti radio program.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't. You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit EnergySavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
One more hour to go. You're on the Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Phone number or email me, Christopher@conservativenationradio.org, and I'll address your concerns straight away, speedily. And chat room here if you're listening live on the air or the cables, the internetwork that we're broadcasting through. So I hope you're having a pleasant day. And this is my favorite part of the show. This is where we get into God's Word. Not only that, but pressing agenda items from it. God's Word is not dead. It's alive, just like He is alive. And there are things yet to come to pass. And He's not leaving us in the dark. He's told us exactly what will happen, exactly, in order, so that we may know. And we're not deceived, and that's the order of the day, deceived or not. By the way, I saw a comment here on the commercial break in the chat room about Alan West. Alan West and Rabbi Kahn, Jonathan Kahn, who I mentioned earlier, will both be here in Northern Delaware in person on October 3rd for a Faith and Freedom Coalition Pastors and Patriots Banquet. You can go to and get tickets if you're anywhere in the vicinity, anywhere, in PA, New Jersey, Maryland, anywhere in Delaware, heck, New York, D.C., anywhere within driving distance. Feel free to come to the program, the banquet that night. Just go to Pastors and Patriots at eventbrite.com. It's at Eventbrite, you know, the ticketing website. Pastorsandpatriots.eventbrite.com. That'll get you right there. Just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, let's go to church. Let us go back to the time of John, exiled to the island of Patmos, told by the risen Jesus himself about the things that will have to come to pass at the end of the age. The great subject of this book of Revelation is one, that is, the day of the Lord. The Lord's day begins when Jesus returns. The thousand-year reign is but one day with him. Day of the Lord, and the events leading up to it, that's what this is all about. Let us read. By the way, I'm using, as always, the New American Standard Bible translation, only because it's very literal, like the King James, but in modern English, which is helpful. Chapter 13 of Revelation. Remember, in chapter 12, we had a tremendous wisdom session with the woman and the dragon, and how the devil is called so many different things. And when he's cast out to the earth, which he has not been yet, he's in heaven right now. When he's cast out to the earth, what happens? And we continue the story, the symbology. Revelation 13. And it reads, depending on which version you have, right off the bat, this will be different. Either you will see, and I stood on the sand of the seashore, or you might see in your Bible, and the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Kind of interesting. There are manuscripts that translate this. It's either I or he, and the he being the dragon of the previous verse. Remember, the Bible does not, it's not separated into chapters like you see today. The manuscripts are just one continuous thought. And the chapters were put in where the people who looked at them believed the subject was changing. So 12 and 13, some believe, is just one big thought. And some don't. And that's fine. It's kind of irrelevant who's on the seashore. But the point is, either I, John, or the dragon, the devil, stood on the sand of the seashore. Well, the seashore is not literal. It's figurative. Because the sea is the people of the world, as we'll see later. Okay. Then I saw a beast coming out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. And on his horns were 10 diadems, those are crowns. And on his heads were blasphemous names. Now, right off the bat, we're talking about chapter 12. You should go back to chapter 12 and say, wait a minute. I just read there that the dragon himself, Satan, was described as having 7 heads. But 10 horns, okay, but 7 crowns. 10 heads, this is verse 3 of chapter 12, behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems or crowns. 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7. But this says, this beast has 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns. Interesting, is it not? So this is not Satan himself or his government per se. It's rising from the sea. The sea are the people of the world. This is a government, a one world system. 7 heads, and again, we read this later in Revelation, you'll see the 7 heads are 7 mountains or land masses, areas of land, geographic places. How many continents are there on Earth? There are 7. The 7 heads means it's on every continent. It's global. It's worldwide. This is a government that's worldwide, a world government. Having 10 horns, again, we'll be told the horns are kings, individual kings over the 7 dominions. Okay? And on his horns, I mean, on the king's heads were 10 crowns. I mean, each one of the 10 kings have a crown. A crown is power, royalty. They are worshipped. And on his heads, the 7 heads, were blasphemous names. I'll leave that to you, but look around the world. Is there any blasphemy going on against the Lord Jesus and his word? Anything? Any kind of gay marriage? Abortion? Anti-Christian stuff going on? Persecution? Anyway, verse 2. And the beast, which I saw, was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now, hold on a quick second there. What is all this about leopard and bears and lions and dragons? Like I keep saying, Revelation is symbolic. It is talking about every other prophetic book in the Bible. This is the key to unlocking every other book. The book of Daniel tells you about these beasts already. It told you about a leopard beast, a bear beast, and a lion beast, and then a fourth great and terrible beast. Why is it great and terrible that he couldn't describe? Because it has all the elements in one. This is it, right here. The beast which I saw was like a leopard, feet of a bear, mouth of a lion. Now, this is also descriptive. You can learn from this. Why did it look like a leopard? Why? What does his feet do? Why are they like a bear? What does a mouth do? And why is it like a lion? This is an amalgamation. Okay, this is all of them rolled into one. This is the fourth beast of Daniel. This is the end. The world government at the end of the age. Okay, you prophecy folks are pretty much with me so far, I'm sure. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. We already know the dragon is Satan, right? We established that beyond a shadow of a doubt in the last chapter. Wait, what power does Satan have? What throne and authority does Satan have? You really don't hear this in church much, but it's 1,000% biblical. Satan is the Lord of this world. the Lord of this world, Prince of the power of the air. You remember when Satan tempted Jesus in the desert? What he offered him? All the power that I have can be yours. And he showed him all the nations and kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So says the Bible. What moment of time? This moment in time. When the beast rises, world government is here, and Satan runs it. His throne is the whole earth. His power is over all seven continents. Satan, yes, Satan. It's his world still. He has the authority. Before I get off on too much of a tangent here, let's not forget to talk about our other shows, including our brand newest one here on Conservative Nation Radio. We are very proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. Even if you're not from the Volunteer State, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings this veteran's insight, some of the most informed guests, to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure to check them out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. That's Inside Tennessee. Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 Central, on Conservative Nation Radio. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we'll be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to my program, the Manti Show, Friday, 5:30 p.m. So happy you're joining me here, and we're going through the Book of Revelation, and I don't want to delay any further. Let's get right back into it. Please, if we could, let us continue Revelation chapter 13. So we see a beast. an amalgamation of the book of Daniel, the beasts and book of Daniel, chapter 7. Go look it up. He sees a beast like a lion. Then he sees a beast like a bear. Then he sees a beast like a leopard. Then he sees a great and terrible one that can't be described, because it's all these things in one. Okay? All right. So again, if you remember, we're keeping our symbology straight. This is after the four winds have blown and the elect are sealed. That is the seven seals. They are sealed with foreknowledge. You know what's coming first. You know before what happens. Before it happens, you know. That's the sealing. When that is over, and it will be over at a point in time, that's when the winds from the four corners of the earth can blow upon the great sea. The great sea is the people of the earth. And when it does, the stuff hits the fan. The great tribulation begins. All right, let's continue. So Daniel 7 is where you find out about the beast. Go read it. Revelation 13, he has these heads, right? And I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain, that means killed, and his fatal wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. Verse 4, they worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to wage war with him? Now, guys, don't take my word for it. You go look at this. Do you see anywhere in there where this seven-headed beast, one of his heads, one of the seven heads, that's one of the seven heads. Do you see any human beings walking with seven heads? Number one, these are not people. The heads are geographic locations. It tells you this, and we'll get to it in a later chapter. It says it specifically. The horns are the individuals. So don't come at me and tell me that a person has a deadly wound on their head. You're insulting God. You're making a mockery of the Bible when you say stupid stuff like that. I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. The head is a geographic place. And that place had been slain dead. Had had a fatal wound. This one world government system, one of its seven locations will be wounded to death. What does that mean to you? It means war to me. Because the verse 4 just says, who is like the, because he healed that wound, the dragon. The dragon, Satan, healed the wound and said, who is able to wage war with him? So to me, that's saying this deadly wound is a war on one of the seven continents that obliterates it. Which continent? Well, the point is, it's not a person who gets the wound. It's not an individual. So stop it with that and call out whoever teaches you that as a liar because they're lying to you or they're ignorant. The point is, it's a false teaching. A false teaching. You don't have to have some fancy degree or be some genius or Mensa member to figure out what the Bible just told you. It just said it. The heads are not individual people, so the one with the deadly wound is not a person. I can't stand all these stupid movies and books with this, some demonically possessed man gets a wound in the head. And you watch for it. Whenever you see a deadly wounded man, come back to life. All right, I'm done with that. Verse 5. There was given to him a mouth. Who? The beast. There was given to him a mouth speaking. This is the system, the government, the world government. There was given to him a mouth, speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and the authority to act for 42 months was given to him. Now, this is intriguing. 42 months. This is the same 3.5-year period, right? Interesting. This is the chapter 11 said that the Gentiles, quote unquote, had the power to tread down the holy city of Jerusalem for 42 months. Tread down the holy city of Jerusalem, world government, world war, or at least war on one of the continents that's been stopped, healed. One world system is saved by the dragon. 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. This is the world system, the government of the world. Opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. His tabernacle, his temple, are Christians who dwell in heaven, the martyrs. Blaspheming the martyrs. Verse 7, and it was given to him, the world government, to make war with the saints. What's a saint? Elect, chosen. I'm going to look at the original Greek word right now with you live on the air. Saints is the Greek word hagios. Holy, holy one, venerate. Okay, the holy ones. Those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ and his word. Okay. It was given to him, the world government, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority over every tribe. Overcome the saints, okay? Do you get what we're up against now? There's no getting out of this. And authority over every, this is every tribe, people, and tongue, and nation was given to him. God is allowing this to happen. God is giving this world government, this beast system, power over even the saints, so they lose, they don't have power anymore, overcome them, and over every tribe, every people, every tongue, and every nation. What is mysterious about this now? The whole world is under authority of this beast system government. Right? Not an individual. 10 individuals are ruling over it. One system, one government. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, the government. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If whenever you read that, you better perk up, kid. You better listen. That means I am speaking some major deep truth to you. Most important thing you'll ever read when you read that. He wants you to know. If you don't, whose fault is it? It's yours. So he's all over the whole world. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. All. Guys, approximately how many Christians are in this planet right now? 2 billion or more? 3 billion? How is that all who dwell on the earth will worship him? How does that work with 2 or 3 billion? Most of the church will be deceived. That's biblical. Most of the church will worship the beast. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world. Now that's another clue about what you should be reading. These are the elect. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Okay. We're going to go to the second half of this chapter. after a little break. Now it's 6:30 Eastern Time. Appreciate you staying with me here. Let's talk about Patriot Depot real quick. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative person. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency, or worse than that, that they do it on purpose. Since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of our conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org. Click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution, real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that.
Giving up on what?
I'm getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me, we are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo ground. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. And what about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Back in the air. Here for another 25 minutes, then I'm out for the weekend. Unbelievable. Hope you're enjoying the program here. 718-305-7176 is the number, but for the time being, I'm going to keep reading the Bible here and teaching it. If you don't mind, we're going to get through the rest of this chapter. If it kills me, probably won't kill me, but we're going to get to the end, darn it. It's only 18 verses in this whole chapter, but it's so chock full of information, as you can see, and deserving of further study, meditation, and prayer, because it's coming fast. One world government, right? Every Alex Jones fan knows about that. So let's and left behind and all the rest. Okay, so we're good, right? So far, so good. We're just blowing up some suppositions here. Verse 10. If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and faith of the saints. Now, this is very impactful. Some people like to grab this verse, pluck it right out of this chapter, and make it some kind of anti-war or pacifist statement. It's not. It's telling you what to do and what not to do. If you're supposed to be taken captive, you will be. If you want to, some people will be killed by the sword. This is talking about the saints. It's talking about the people who resist. So be careful. We're supposed to preach the truth, save souls here, and fight against Satan himself and his government. It's not here yet. One world system, not here yet. But to this point, this is crucial. We are not talking about an individual beast. This is the beast from the sea, which is the government, the one world system with seven heads, seven continents, 10 horns, 10 kings, okay? The one with the injury, the deadly wound, is not an individual, but a location. Now, that's beast one. What you never hear is that there are two beasts coming. Here comes the second one. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, not from the people, not a government, not a system, but an individual coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. Who's the lamb? That's Jesus Christ. That means he looks like Jesus Christ. And he spoke as the dragon because he is the dragon. This second beast from the earth, remember there are two, let's keep it straight. One from the sea, government, worldwide system. Beast two, individual, coming up from the earth. Now, where have we heard this kind of imagery before? Haven't we heard it before? We covered it in chapter 9. Chapter 9, right? The fifth angel blew his trumpet. A star falls from heaven to the earth, given a key to the bottomless pit. This is a pit in the earth. Who comes out of the pit? Satan and his fallen angels. That was laid out in chapter 9. Here we are again. From the earth, the beast that arises is Satan himself. To heal the first beast, he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. Why? Because he's the one that gave the authority. And he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. Again, because he's the one who created the system, the government, and he's the one who healed the deadly wound. How hard is this? When Satan arrives, he heals the world government and gets people to follow it and get on board. His turn now. He's the king of this world. His turn to prove to God, or attempt to, that he can do it. His way is better. Yep, This is it. Satan is the second beast. Not a man. No flesh man. No. Never. Never. Not Barack Obama. Not anyone else is this false Christ. False Christ. False prophet. What are you talking about? All right. He exercises all the authority of the first beast, whose fatal wound is healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. This is lightning. He's literally a miracle worker. And why? Because it's his power to use. No one gave it to him. I didn't read that. I didn't see anybody giving him any power because it's his power. It's Satan himself. He changes names. He changes roles. But he looks like Jesus Christ when he arrives to deceive you, Christian. Jesus returned. There he is. Except that's Satan. Paul writes this exact same thing, that he performs miracles to deceive. Jesus said the exact same thing. The false Christ, the false prophet, would deceive everyone, even if it were possible, the very elect. But it's not possible to deceive the elect. They're the only ones who are immune. And he deceives, there it is again. This is the third witness now in the New Testament to the same thing. Verse 14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given to him to perform in the presence of the beast. Fancy way of saying he performs miracles to prop up this political system, telling those to dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. Again, wound of the sword is a violent, warlike wound. He tells the people of the earth to make an image to this one world government. We'll see what that is. Verse 15, and it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so the image would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, guys, I'm thinking, think NSA program, okay? Only supernatural level. This image could even talk to you and make you worship this government system, the one world system, or to be killed. Are you prepared for that? And the last three verses, the most controversial of all, we'll save to the last segment here of the show. Christopher Manti is on the air. Thank you for joining me, 718-305-7176. 5 to 7 every Friday night for now, Conservative Nation Radio Network. And by the way, we have another program here on Tuesday nights called Women Patriots. We need some good female perspective around here, good female conservatives. Don't let that big liberal media fool you or anyone else. There's no war on women in the conservative movement. We've got proof right here every Tuesday night. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing comes to you live, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central Time here on conservativenationradio.org. So listen up, then call in and be heard by real women who are real patriots. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome too, at our very own B&B. That's Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Listen up. Real conservatism for real conservatives. By the way, Conservative Nation Radio, just want to give you a news flash here, is now fully optimized for smartphones. If you have an Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, whatever. So you can download our podcast or listen to us live wherever you are, whenever you want. Same great shows, same great people, now fully optimized for your smartphone. That's Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. So check it out. Go go to conservativenationradio.org on your smartphone. You can listen to any one of our shows anytime, including this one. Please feel free to do that. And we'll be back with our final segment right after this.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. We were about to head home after a bonfire, and Smokey said the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
All right. All righty, man. We are back for one final segment here on the Christopher Manti radio program. Got to finish this chapter up and get that on out of here. So thanks for listening in. I appreciate you very much. And next week we'll talk some more. But for now, let's get to the bottom of this chapter 13 real quick. Oh, man. I can't believe it's over already. All right. So hopefully no one's confused yet. And you're seeing how some of what you're told, or maybe all of what you've been told, is wrong. About the beast, the two beasts, actually, that there are, and who gets the wound, and who does what, and miracles, and the rest of it, and who is what. King James Version, of course, is a good version as well to use. I would recommend studying from it as well. But we see this is the action of the false prophet. Okay. And Jesus says, false Christ, the false prophet is coming. It's a singular thing. It's one guy, and it's the second beast, Satan himself. His government is the first beast. Okay. Verse 16 to the end. And he, this is the second beast, Satan, false Christ, looks like Jesus Christ. And he causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free men and slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Talked about this many times. This is not a tattoo. This is not a microchip. This is not an RFID.
He provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one that has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. Calculate means count. Count. That means you're supposed to figure it out. This isn't just a statement. It's homework. God is giving you homework. Count the number of the beast. For it is the number. The number is that of a man. And his number is 666. There are many things here to break down. Number one, 666 is not a six and another six and another six. It's 666. Some people say, what the heck's the difference? There's a big difference. It's all three, 600 and a 60 and a 6. You can't separate them. It's not an individual 6, an individual 6, and an individual 6. It's like saying 519. It's not 519, right? It's 519. This is 666. What is the deal with that? Can you count that number? Go to the Old Testament. You'll find 666. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. What does that have to do with buying or selling? Well, the 66 in the Old Testament has to do with gold. And what about this man? It's the number, that of a man. Some people read this to say, well, this means the second beast is a man. No, it doesn't say that. Who is the man with a mark in the Old Testament? Gee, I don't know. Anyway, you figure it out. Cain is the man. Cain is the man with the mark. How do you count the mark? The man, he's the man, and his number. Number has to do with gold, has to do with Cain. The sons of Cain, his family, down through the ages. Again, I said that word calculate means count. In the Greek, it's sifizo. Sifizo. It means to count with pebbles worn smooth over time. Smooth pebbles. You have smooth pebbles with water running over it year after year after year after year, right? It's telling you to go back year after year after year after year in the past to find this man. And about the mark, and about the 666, and about the gold. Good stuff. The mark of the beast is put another way by Paul. He sits in the temple of God, Satan does, showing himself that he is God and will be worshipped. Just like it just told you, he causes all, small and great, rich and poor, to be given a mark, to worship him, acknowledge him as the Christ. If you are deceived into thinking Satan is the true Christ, you have the mark. There is no tattoo, there is no microchip, RFID, anything else. This is not a physical mark. Nothing another man can give to you. It's belief. What's in your forehead? Notice these. Everything is in your forehead or in your hand. That's the manuscript. In your forehead is your brain, your mind. What do you believe? To be something in your hand is your work. your actions. Who are you acting for on behalf of? Who do you believe? Who has your mind? Are you waiting for the true Christ, or are you whoring around with the false one? Maybe you didn't have enough oil in your lamp, so to speak, and you're one of those 10 virgins that fell away. That's what's going to happen. There's no out. There's no maybe. There's no, this is a scenario. No, this is the only way it's going down. You better get right. Get right with the Lord now. Once Damascus falls, all the stuff falls like dominoes. The one world government controlled by Satan himself, his grand design, his scheme, will finally, he's the Lord of this world, and he'll actually be on the earth in person so you can see him and talk to him and be deceived by him. He will perform miracles in front of you. He is not a spirit whisking around, possessing some man to fill this role. You just saw clear as day. Satan is in heaven. He gets cast to the earth physically with his angels. They rise from the earth. And they take over. They take over. To attack the church. To deceive you. Their first mission is to change your mind. To convince you that they our God, that Satan is Jesus. Oh, I'll never fall for that, Brother Manti. You don't understand. I would never. Then you're a fool if you think you would. You know better. God just told you most everybody on earth will be deceived. Only if you know what will happen before, only if you are sealed and you tell others about it, do you have a chance? It's not, oh, well, whatever happens, happens. And I'll be saved, you know, Jesus is with me. Oh, maybe I'll be raptured out of here. No, you won't. No, you won't. This is post-tribulation 101, okay? Jesus said, after the tribulation of those days. So that's what we're preparing for. And that's what this chapter was about. So we've reached the end. Chapter 14 next week, we're going to see these group of elect, not billions and billions, far, far from it, only a couple thousand. When he returns to Jerusalem, we'll see what happens. Christopher Manti Show is over for another week. I thank you so much for being with me. Please make your choice today correctly. Choose who to serve. And be a light in this ever-darkening world, because it's going to get darker soon. Very much so. God be with you. See you next week. Now,